Nothing succeeds in this world like imagination. Think about it. Einstein had imagination, Casanova had imagination, and Romeo had a great imagination. Didn't he score Juliet, one of the greatest pickups of all time? Girls can't resist a guy who obviously isn't playing them by the book. That's what they really admire, a guy whose innovations make him irresistible, a guy with imagination. The example here is a classic, walking the dog. Everyone knows if you've got a dog, it's got to be exercised. So if you're out with a dog on a leash in a park on a bright, sunny spring afternoon, everyone, including girls, assumes you're exercising your dog. That's what Barry looked like he was doing with his St. Bernard puppy on the town green in Aspen, Colorado. He was lying back, throwing a ball for his dog, just waiting for some action, when he saw this Cinderella-type chick, very loose-limbed and groovy-looking. She was walking across the far side of the green, so Barry threw his dog's ball in her direction. The next thing the chick knows, there's this overgrown dog charging at her full speed.
Oh! Oh!
Now Barry runs over to see what the trouble is, as if he didn't know.
Hey, Saint! Here, boy!
Is that your dog?
That's a good boy. Take it easy, fella.
Hear that? Barry doesn't even answer the chick's question. He pays attention to the dog, as if that's what interests him. This completely throws the girl off because she's not used to being ignored.
Is that your dog?
Yeah.
Well, look, you should have him on a leash.
Oh, did he hurt you? I didn't see him even touch you.
Well, he scared me.
Hear that, Saint? You scared her.
Instead of talking to the girl, Barry keeps talking to his dog. And like any girl, this chick doesn't want to be ignored. After all, she's wearing a t-shirt with nothing underneath, and everyone else in town notices her.
Is that a pure St. Bernard?
Huh? Oh, I thought you were scared away.
Oh, no. I was admiring your dog. Is it a pure St. Bernard?
Can you believe this? Barry knows what he's doing all right. A second ago, this chick was angry, and now she's coming on to him.
Yeah, he's purebred. I got him down in Denver for $300.
$300? Wow, I never knew a dog like that cost so much.
If you figure it by the pound, it's not so much.
Oh.
Barry has let this chick know that he's got some bread and that he's not afraid to spend it on what he wants. Listen to how he begins to make his move now that the girl is relaxed and unsuspecting. Pay attention to how he continues to use his dog, Saint, and talk of other dogs as his ploy.
You like dogs?
Oh, you bet.
Ever have one of your own?
No. Mm-mm.
No? Wow, you look like the kind of a girl who would own an Afghan.
What do you mean?
This is the key question. Now the girl is opening up. She wants Barry to tell her what's on his mind. She's ready, and he's made her ready.
Well, do you know what an Afghan hound looks like?
Not exactly.
An Afghan is not like a St. Bernard. An Afghan is much more beautiful. It's long-haired, thin, stands tall, is very elegant-looking. They used to be court dogs.
Oh.
Some people think they're the most beautiful dogs in the world.
Now, don't think that Barry is talking just about Afghans. Listen.
Why would I have an Afghan?
Because you're so beautiful and graceful yourself.
Oh.
Now he's got the hook in. Let's see how he sets it.
You can generally predict the way a woman looks by her dog. Beautiful women choose beautiful dogs. You choose an Afghan, I know it.
Well, do men choose their special breed of dog for the same reasons?
Yep.
Did you choose a St. Bernard because they're strong, determined, courageous, and faithful?
Hey, a St. Bernard's clumsy, too.
Oh, you don't look clumsy.
Well, I'm not.
Well, so I guess you're the exception that proves the rule.
Now he's got her. Listen.
I've got to take Saint home to eat now.
You do?
Would you like to come?
Well, I don't know.
I live right over there.
Oh. Does he eat a lot?
It's unbelievable. Come on, I'll show you.
Okay.
Let me snap on his leash and you can lead him. There.
Oh, he's so big. He's pulling me.
Oh, don't worry. He knows where he's going.
You bet he knows. Saint has done this routine before. He's led home more girls than Barry can remember. But the girl today is a real jackpot.
Hey, wait up, you two.
Well, you're going to have to hurry up. We can't stop.
It's amazing. This luscious chick doesn't even know Barry's name. And now she's going home with him. Imagine what she'll do when they get so intimate as to exchange names. There's no doubt about it. You've got to use your imagination. If you haven't got a dog, try an antique car. And if you can't afford that, try an antique bicycle. And if that's too fancy, try antique roller skates. Remember, it's not what gimmick you use, but how you use it, and how you use your imagination. Good luck.